66 games left in the regular season for the Baltimore Orioles. The second half set to begin in just a few hours right here tonight on WBAL. And joining us from Arlington, Texas is the Orioles manager, Buck Showalter. Buck, how are you?
Good, Brett. How is... Still trying to do the math of everybody keeps talking second half, and rightfully so, but 66 games, we're past that point, so I think everybody's ready to get on with business.
I would think so. Did you like it better when it actually was somewhat of a legitimate halfway point?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of things that I thought we had right the first time, but I understand there's some good reasons that you and I aren't aware of, I guess, but you know, it is what it is. It's like when someone says off-season or all-star break, it comes and goes very quickly.
It's just a few short days for you. I know baseball is always near the top of your brain, but what do you do in your little 3 or 4 day rest period at all?
Well, Monday I went over to Aberdeen, wanted to see the staff over there and see some guys play that we had drafted and some guys that we had seen before. A great facility over there. It's a great place for our kids to break in. Tuesday, I traveled to Dallas to see my family and kids, and we worked out yesterday. But, there was a lot of baseball business going on about getting ready for these last 66 games. So, Dan and I in front office were talking a lot about some things that we wanted to do.
Clearly, yesterday was somewhat of a big decision day, and I'm sure some of those decisions are being made now. What can you tell us about a potential call-up of Henry Urrutia and Danny Valencia?
Well, Henry's, is important to me, and Danny and Hank were both here for the workout, which they were, and we're going to have to disable Nolan. In fact, I just got off the phone with him again, spent a lot of time on the phone with him during the break. He's going to have some surgery on Tuesday to try to correct some flaws he has there that basically the fusion in his neck didn't take the way it should, and they're going to go in and correct that, and hopefully he'll have this behind him. But it's disappointing for him and for us because we all know what Nolan's capable of. He just didn't look right, and we had him looked at, and he kind of led the charge with some people that he really has a lot of confidence in. So we think we, once again, hopefully have our arms around what's been the problem. And, we will DL him today to make room for one of these two guys, and then we have to make room for the other one.
I've always found it amazing your ability to assess talent, and to me, I think it's kind of freaky. I remember in spring training in Sarasota, the media had a chance to meet and talk to Henry Urrutia after a very long time away from baseball for him and living in Haiti and all the visa issues and everything else, and you said, and it was very public, he just looked like a ball player to you, and after not playing the game for a lengthy period of time and what would theoretically be the prime of his career, for him to jump back into it and to seamlessly go to professional baseball in America with all the other transitions that need to take place and certainly family still back in Cuba, what does that say about a guy like Henry Urrutia as just a ball player?
Well, it was kind of fun yesterday. I got here early before the plane even got it in, and Henry, Hank, whatever we're going to call him, I hope it's good hitter is what we're going to call him, but he was in the locker room, so we got to sit down and talk, and in my best attempt at some broken English and Spanish, but a lot of people don't realize how different Spanish is, the Spanish is in different countries. My daughter's fluent in Spanish, and there's a lot of slangs that are different, and I guess in some ways it's like people from the South and people from other parts of the country have different sayings, but it was fun talking to him. He'd had a real bumpy flight. Stomach was a little upset. We took care of that, and he got a good meal underneath his belt. I really, after talking to him and watching, I'm really proud of the way that the transition. We did a lot of things with him in spring training, try not to go too fast with him. A lot of people think he's going to come in here and put on 15 or 20 pounds, and it's kind of different in the fact that it's actually a big adjustment to him to the food here. And It's not like he's going to come in here and start just, eating a lot differently. So getting used to the food, we took our time with him in extended spring, everything. I thought that the at-bats he got in Double-A,